I'm here with Barney Curran, trainer of Bundoran. Barney, listen, tough defeat there up against St Union's. It was always going to be difficult today. What did you make of it?
It was always going to be difficult. Listen, the county champions are coming in, and you know yourself, we're after a hard game last week against Ballyshannon. We came second. So it was about lifting the heads and getting back at it, and we tried the best we could to try and press up and go man be man, but the quality that St Union's have, you know, and they're, in fairness to Rory and the boys, he has them in great shape, and they're playing some lovely football, and you can see the quality of the county men that are back in as well, stroking it about, and we try to man mark some of them, you know, and it's as the old saying goes, you can't man mark everybody, and missing a few as well, injuries, Gary Clancy out, and Paul Brennan broke the leg there during the week. So listen, it is always going to be a hard oil task, Brendan, but it's over and done now, and the draw's on the way now, so we'll see what's ahead of us now.
Yeah, you got to be positive, and Barney, I really appreciate you talking to me, because it's tough after a game like that. You know, once the game settled, Union's had a few points on the board, but just gained possession then, and probably in front of goals first half and second half. There was a period where both teams was a few bad wides, but you just continued it throughout, and as you said, adding into those couple of players missing that, it just made that gap widen a lot. Now, I did this fixture here last year, so Union's weren't in that type of groove, you know. I mean, 11 different scores here today, and as you say, you know, county players throughout their team, but particularly in their forward line. So once that game started to open up, very difficult to lock these guys down.
Oh, 100%. Like in the first half, I looked up at the scoreboard and it was 5-1. They had one wide, we had six wides. The boys went for gold instead of, you know, a chipping over the bar. And I suppose when you're bearing down on goals, it's hard to look up and say, I'm going to stick this over the bar. But anyway, a few good saves and a few wides, and then they went on to 9-1, and we got a few points back before half time. But then when them few O'Donnells and Niall and Shane started playing, and in fairness to Connor, he was a serious threat in the first half, coming through the middle, like you go through the Union's team, and there's just quality all over the pitch, you know. And one thing about them, they're all good footballers, and you know, there's never any nonsense on the pitch with them, and hit hard, and just they play ball, and I kind of enjoy playing them at times, but not the result all the time. But they're well worthy county champions, you know.
Yeah, good man. And listen, yourself and Peter Mack came into this job fairly late, Barney. Listen, and you are making the best of what you can of it. I suppose today isn't one of the games you're going to maybe just assign where the team is at, but certainly you're enjoying your time down here and coaching the side.
Oh, love it. I came down, we were a week before the league kicked off, we got involved with a couple of training sessions, and you know, you get a good old bond with the boys. They're a nice old group, and they're, you know, they're hard working, they're old school, you know, they're not that much into stats and stuff. They like the old small bit of video analysis, but they like to be trained hard and enjoying it, you know. You're back and you're coaching down here, and it's just enjoyable. And Peter Mack, you know, I don't think I've met a more passionate GA man in all my times out and about. He just loves it. He's in the dressing room there now, you know, and the poor man, he just doesn't know what to do next with the loss, you know. He's all, and it's all about the players. He wants the players to perform, he wants them to do well, and it's all about the players. He always asks, what can I do for you, and it's always trying to help them. But listen, some days you're just outclassed, and you just have to take it on the chin. We were safe in the league, we ended up 7th, I think, 6th or 7th. Good old league. We found it very competitive now. I suppose it was a competitive at the bottom with a relegation kind of battle. But listen, again, it's all about senior championship, and we've a draw ahead of us here now, and we just have to get back up here Tuesday night and see who we have here the night now. Yeah.